The name Florence Nightingale is synonymous with nursing. She's considered to be the founder of modern nursing. Pretty amazing woman, but not only was she a social reformer, she was also an incredible mathematician. True story. It's Women in Maths Day, and Dr. Kim Anley Cow from Melbourne University is here, and she's going to share with us the lesser-known story of Florence Nightingale, and also two very early maths pioneers, Hertha Ayrton and Michelle Verne. Welcome to you, Kim Ann.
Thanks, Mith. Thanks for having me.
Now, learning maths wasn't the thing for women of a certain class at a certain time, particularly Florence Nightingale's time. How did she get into studying maths?
Yes, she was from a wealthy family, and so women were supposed to get married and raise children. But she was very lucky because her father actually educated her in writing and mathematics, which is very unheard of back in those days. So she had, she was very skilled at classifying and looking at data. When she was a kid, she started to count how many flowers there would be in the garden, for example. And so, you know, she played a very strong role during the Crimean War. She was working at the hospital there, and she was trying to treat soldiers. And she realized that a lot of them, 40% of them, were dying. And it wasn't because of wound battles. It was because of other preventable causes that were sanitary issues. And so she collected a lot of data. And when she came back to Great Britain, she analyzed those data to show it to the Royal Commission and say, look, we need to do something about sanitation, and here's why. So she used the data she collected as evidence. And she was also a very creative statistician, so she created a new type of diagram, which is like the old way of looking at infographics, to convey her results in an understandable way so that the public could understand, the commission could understand. So those diagrams are called polar area diagram or Nightingale rose diagrams.
That's right.
And by showing this in a very powerful way, she could convince that, you know, she could improve the number of deaths that were due to sanitation.
So she came up with that using statistics, which is considered to be mathematics, and this then led to a huge revolution within the nursing community. Would that be right?
Yes. Because she was able to collect data and analyze it herself, and able to convey the message that we needed to do more things, we needed to, you know, not use contaminated water, or we need to wash our hands. She was able to show through her data that she improved, she reduced the death rate, so from 46% to 2%. And that's a very pioneer way of, you know, improving. That was the, you know, the early days in modern nursing. Because not only, you know, she was very invested in training nurses, but she could also influence policy with those data.
You mentioned the Nightingale Rose diagram. Can you explain that to us? What is it? What does it look like?
Yeah, so it's a bit like the sort of pie chart. It's a diagram where, you know, every triangle in the diagram represents a proportion. And so by doing this, she could show, you know, this per month. So you have sort of a triangle per month on your diagram, and each triangle represents the number of deaths. And she can show that, she could show that soldiers that were dying from preventable causes versus illnesses versus wound battles. And so it's a very graphical way to see proportions and how it can evolve with time.
I have Dr. Kim Anley Cow, Senior Lecturer at the School of Mathematics and Statistics at the University of Melbourne, with us, who is enlightening us as to Florence Nightingale's mathematical genius. Why don't people know as much about this side to her personality and to her talents?
Yes, Florence Nightingale was the first female to be elected as a member of the Royal Statistical Society, which is, you know, one of the best society we have in statistics. So she was recognized amongst her peers. But she was also very popular because of her contribution to nursing, and that's probably why it didn't come across. But she was very interested in data. She was very interested in doing some research that were driven by data.
Florence Nightingale, the nurse, as we know her, are considered a pioneer of nursing, but also mathematical systems. I had no idea until you came in and explained this to me. What other things did she help improve using these systems?
I think for us it has a lot of repercussions. You know, the fact that you can be a creative mathematician and you can share your message more easily to the public is one. The fact that you can collect data to use it as evidence, and you can then use the data to convince the government, for example, if you want to make some changes. The fact that she was a woman, and that, you know, there are a lot of women who can be inspired by her and say, me too, I could do it.
Were you inspired by her?
Yes, very much, because I'm also a statistician and I also work with a lot of data. And I also work in biology and biomedical research. So I apply statistics to medicine and biology in order to improve, life of patients, for example.
Yeah. What do you say to people who, especially young women, who say, I can't do maths? I mean, I'm guilty of saying it all the time. I think numbers, they're not working. I can't think like that. It seems to be more women say that than men. What's going on here?
There's a lot of preconceived ideas. And one is that mathematics are for boys only, and that's very untrue. You know, we have statistics that show that at university we have a gender balance in our classes in mathematics from the start.
Really?
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah. So it has to come with education. You know, in high school, we need to also improve the curriculum to remove those preconceived ideas. The idea is also that mathematics should be only a theoretical field or theoretical discipline is not true. You know, there's many branches of mathematics, and some of them are very theoretical, but some of them are very applied. And we all have, through the spectrum, we have an opportunity to contribute to science, industry, and to community.
Do we need more role models like Florence Nightingale, or do we need their stories publicised better for women to think that this is something that they can do?
We need both. We need to know more about those women, because, yes, a role model is important, as you say. You know, if there's a young girl who knows or who meets other women who do mathematics, that's going to inspire her. But we also need role models throughout the whole career. It doesn't mean, you know, you can be a role model and not being very famous, for example. I think it has to also, just discussing with mathematicians can inspire you too, and they can be young, they can be senior.
Dr. Kim Anlicow is with me. We're talking about women in mathematics. Who are Hertha Ayrton, and I'm not even sure if I'm saying these names right, and Michelle Verne? Why are they also considered pioneers of mathematics?
Yeah, so today we're celebrating Women in Mathematics at the University of Melbourne, and so we chose those three women, Florence Nightingale, Michelle Verne, and Hertha Ayrton. Michelle Verne is a French mathematician, and she's contemporary. And she made a lot of contribution in theoretical mathematics. And that's, you know, the pure form of mathematics. We do this for its beauty. She has made a lot of contribution for many theories in mathematics. Hertha Ayrton is a British engineer and a mathematician and an inventor. She was very prolific. She has submitted 26 patents when she was alive, and she invented instruments such as the line divider, for example. It looks like a compass, and you can enlarge or reduce a figure with it. So these are just to show the broad range of activities that you can do as a mathematician, you know, from being pure doing pure maths to, you know, inventing instruments to analyzing data and influencing policy.
I just want to pick you up on one of the terms you used just then, and it fascinated me. How is maths beautiful? How do you make maths beautiful? You said the beautiful maths.
Yes.
What does that mean? How do I get involved? Because that sounds good fun.
So theoretical mathematicians try to prove theorems. So they observe nature, and then they try to understand how nature is organized, because they believe there are formulas behind it that can model this. I mean, it is a beautiful thing, and it's a very abstract thing, a way of looking at nature, but this is what happens. And so this is what I mean by being pure, is that we are inspired by nature, and then we abstract it, we formulate it in order to understand and solve a problem, and those abstractions are very pure.
I do wish that someone had told me about that in school. I would have looked at mathematics in a whole different light. And similarly, many people suggest that if you study music, which I did, studying maths can help you with that learning. And I also wish someone had told me that, because it's a whole area of my knowledge that I've let drop away, and by the sound of things.
Yeah. So, being a mathematician is a creative process. I was playing the violin for many years, and probably it helped me also through my career. And we forget this as well. You know, in school we learn how to apply formulas, what is a function, a mathematical function, but we actually forget that there's a whole creativity process when you're a mathematician, and that makes this profession really exciting.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you for sharing today, Dr. Kim Anlicow.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Dr. Kim Anlicow is a senior lecturer at the School of Mathematics and Statistics at the Uni of Melbourne. On the way.